And good evening, I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, a 2018 Khazanah Research study found that despite going to school for an average of 12 years, Malaysian students receive only 9 years worth of meaningful education. That means that about 3 years of a child's schooling is underutilized for quality learning or educational enrichment. Now, does the problem of extreme teacher absenteeism contribute to this issue? Joining us on the show tonight to discuss this further, we have Sharmila Sekaran. She's the Peninsula Malaysia Director for Tiada Guru, which is a campaign to end extreme teacher absenteeism in Malaysia. Welcome to the show, Sharmila. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Maybe you can start by helping to explain what constitutes extreme teacher absenteeism. I mean, how would you describe the problem and how bad is it in Malaysia?
Well, you know, the Tiada Guru campaign is a campaign based in Sabah, very specifically in Sabah. And what we have found is that in Sabah, it is a very, very endemic and chronic problem, more so than perhaps in Sarawak or even in Peninsular Malaysia. In Sabah, for example, there's a lawsuit that has been filed by an ex-student. She's now 20. But she's now 20 years old, yeah.
It's been going on for a while.
Well, she filed it 2 years ago. So, yeah, you know, just after she came of age of majority and could file it on her own. And in that suit, she states that the teacher was absent for 7 months. So that's a huge problem.
Seven months out of the schooling year.
You know, so Sharmila, I know you for a long time have been, you're a lawyer, because you're also a child advocate. Now, when did you first encounter this issue of teacher absenteeism? I mean, and did it surprise you? Because, you know, I come from a family of teachers, and it shocks me that this is happening.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we all went to school here, and yeah, you know, classes, sometimes teachers don't come, they've got courses, or I don't know, some pengarah turns up and they have to go and meet the pengarah, you know, but those are odd days, or a teacher could be on sick leave, you know. But 7 months of a school year, you know, unheard of.
Is it always that length of time? Are we always looking at, you know, a long period of time when you talk about extreme absenteeism?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. You know, I mean, teachers have other things to do, unfortunately. That's the system that they labour under as well. And so if teachers don't come once or twice, or, you know, just a couple of days in a month or whatever it is, that's fine. But, you know, when it's a regular thing, when students just have not learnt the syllabus, and that is this girl's complaint or claim, that she just did not learn for an entire year.
So, okay, so here's this very interesting story of an individual and the impact on her, because another individual, a teacher in this instance, you know, chose not to come to school. But behind this is a really larger problem, isn't it? And that has to do with the institution, the education system. Why wasn't a substitute provided? Why wasn't the teacher pulled up if there was a major infraction? What's going on in our schools?
Absolutely. So I just want to answer your earlier question first, Sharad, and that is that in Sabah, it seems to be a particularly huge problem. Yes, I didn't really hear about it. I knew of the odd occasions of teachers not coming or teachers just not being as competent, perhaps, as we would like them to be, which is why a lot of parents have taken children out of the government school system and put them into private schooling or homeschooling or whatever. But what was happening in Sabah, and the first time I came across this was when this group came to see me here in KL. And you know, I thought someone had been smoking a happy something, you know, whatever. There's no way stuff like this happens. You know, it's a figment of our imagination. And so I did a little bit of kind of just investigative work. I was put in touch with an ex-education director, deputy director general of education from Sarawak. And they had a problem, but they've kind of like addressed their issue. I spoke to various Sabahans and they were like, oh yeah, you know, it was an open secret for them. everyone throughout Sabah seemed to know and understand this, from KK to Tawau, Sampurna, various parts of Sabah. And which is why I agreed to come on board and assist them, because I realized that this is going to impact every single child if we don't take care of it.
You know? What are some of the root causes that lead to extreme absenteeism, particularly in Sabah?
Well, in this particular case, and a lot of cases are like this, the teachers go to school, they clock in or tag themselves in, but they just don't go to the classrooms. In some cases, they sign in and then they leave for the day and come in and sign out, but they're absent during that school period. Some of them, in Sabah in particular, and this should not be an excuse, in Sabah in particular, they have other jobs, if you like, for example, they have small holdings where they plant kelapa sawit or, you know, something else, which brings in more money perhaps than teaching, and so they would rather spend time doing that and making sure that brings in their extra income. There are a variety of reasons and issues. Sometimes maybe they just don't really enjoy teaching and they were pushed into education. It's not their kind of, you know,
it's calling.
Absolutely. And to be a teacher, you really need to feel it, to want to teach.
Yeah, and okay, well, let's come back to the school itself, right? So how are they getting away with this? What is the headmaster, headmistress doing or not doing? Is there kind of some strange agreement system between the school that they say, oh, it's fine, we'll close one eye and shut the other, as, you know, my father used to like to say.
Well, you know, in this particular case, and that we know what has been filed in court now, right? In this particular case, the teacher, there seems to have been a certain amount of fabrication of the record book, you know, where the teacher signs in. There seems to be a little bit of fabrication in terms of the documentation. There have been complaints, but there are two issues. One is the level of corruption that exists. And the second thing is, in particular in Sabah, a lot of people are connected to each other. They know each other. And so there's a certain, you know, I don't want to say nepotism because I'm not quite sure whether the connection is that strong in terms of nepotism.
But it's like a community, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone knows each other and there is a certain sense of you know, insider community.
And protection, therefore.
You said corruption. Could you elaborate what you mean by that?
Well, corruption exists. You know, it doesn't mean that money has exchanged hands. It's for the benefit of others. So, you know, you have to ask yourself how a teacher, and this is ongoing, so we have another suit coming up as well with the same teacher. This is an ongoing problem. And one of the things we have to realize with Sabah is that they are so, in a sense, backward and therefore trusting of certain people and communities like doctors and headmen and teachers.
Position of authority.
Absolutely.
Respectable,
you know,
positions.
That they do not want to raise a complaint, or if the person in authority comes down hard and becomes aggressive or defensive, then the parents and the child backs off. So, you know, we are aware of an MOE study from 2013 where it was, I think, a 270-page report. And teacher absenteeism or teachers not wanting to go to school was mentioned 24 times. So it's something that they knew about in 2013, MOE. There are other reports, you know, kind of like more international study reports going way back to 1980. So the issue of teacher absenteeism has been around since easily the 1980s, 1990s. So the fact that we've not addressed it until now, I think, speaks to a whole huge array of issues. And, you know, the fact that whistleblowers are not protected is also a problem.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take a quick break, but let's come back and continue this conversation on extreme teacher absenteeism in just a couple of minutes. After this, we'll cross to Anne Lasimbang in Sabah to find out more about the situation in schools there. So stay tuned to Consider This.